请弟兄姊妹们翻到希伯来书第十三章。
Brothers and sisters, may you please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第七节、第八节。
Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
我们再翻到旧约生命记三十三章。
So now will you please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记三十三章第一节。
Deuteronomy 33, verse 1.
以下是神人摩西在未死之先为以色列人所祝的福。
Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death.
从第二节以后呢，就讲到摩西是怎样在那祝福以色列十二个支派的人。
So from verse 2 onwards, it speaks of how Moses blessed the 12 tribes.
我们再翻到34章第一节，我们读到第七节。
Now we'll turn to chapter 34 and we'll read from verses 1 through 7.
摩西从摩亚平原登尼坡山上了那与耶利哥相对的皮斯加山顶，耶和华把基列全地直到但、拿弗他利全地、以法莲、马拉西的地、犹大全地直到西海、南地和中树城、耶利哥平原直到索尔，都指给他看。
Now Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, and all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea.And the Negev, and the plain in the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar.
耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。
Then the Lord said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there.
于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩亚地，正如耶和华所说的。
So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord.
耶和华将他埋葬在摩亚地伯斯尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。
And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows his burial place to this day.
摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有风花，精神没有衰败。
Although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated.
第十节
Verse 10.
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Since that time, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
我们圣经就暂时读到这里，请我们低头一同祷告。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow in a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，早晨我们一同再来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning we once again gathered before you.
我们仍然需要求你再次用宝血来遮蔽护庇我们。
We once again ask you that you may cover us with the precious blood.
让我们仍然在你宝血的保护底下，我们一同聚集在你的跟前。
That under the protection of the blood that we may gather before you.
好像外面许多的事物不会搅扰我们在你面前的安息。
So that things of the outside world may not disturb the rest we have now.
你乐意借着每次的聚会把属天的恩典赐给你的教会。
Every week you provide to us the spiritual blessings from heaven.
因此早晨我们一同等候仰望在你面前的时候，巴不得你把你自己的话，把你自己的心意说在我们心中。
So once again today, may you share your precious word directly into our hearts.
好像我们知道如何生活在地上。
So that we may know how to live on this earth.
奔走在这条属天道路上的时候，更多看见你的恩典实在够我们用。
So that we can walk on this heavenly path and see that your grace is sufficient for us. That you uphold us on this path until we see you. We lift this all of it up into prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 希伯来书第十三章那句话说到，那个作希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，我们要留心那些从前带领我们把神道赐给我们的人，我们要留心看他们为人的决心如何。
So we last time we shared about how in Hebrews how we need to remember those who led us, who spoke the word of God to us, and considering the result of their conduct. The Lord wants us to consider these faithful men at the end of their lives, what their spiritual condition was. I think this is what Hebrews is saying.
就看见那些从前引导我们的人，他们在最后人生终点的时候，他们所表现那美好的一个结局。
That remembering those who led us at the end of their lives, how they were so great spiritually.
让我们去留心，我们去思想，我们就看见他们是我们榜样。
That when we consider these people, then they can become our examples.
是我们要所学习的一个对象。
Then they can be people for us to learn after. But of course, the Bible also records people who do not meet a good end. And those people who do not meet a good end is a warning to us. So when it records about the people in the wilderness, they crave things that were not according to the desires of God. And because they crave evil things, they fell in the wilderness. And they were unable to enter into the promised land, Canaan, that the Lord promised them. So Paul says that these things have been recorded for us as a warning. So that we will not meet the same end as these people.
因着他们末后的，为了结局是不好的，这是我们的警戒，是要警戒我们。So
because of the tragic end of these people, these are meant to be as a warning and as an example to us.
不要我们像他们一样，免得他们和他们一样落到那个不好的一个结局。So
that we also do not fall in a similar fate.
但是对了那些在为了结局有一个非常美好的一个表现，是一个非常荣耀的一个显明的时候，这些人是我们所属灵道路上所要去积极得到帮助的。But
men of faith, we are to consider the results of their conduct. These are meant to be examples for us to learn after.
我们上次提到雅各。
Last time we talked about Jacob.
雅各按着他天然生命，他本性是一个败坏的人。
That Jacob, according to his natural life, was a bad person.
正如他名字所说，他是一个会抓的人。
Just like his name is something that grabs.
他抓一切为他自己有好处利益的，他想尽办法要把他抓住。
He clings to all these things that might provide him benefits.
并且我们看见他这个天然生命也是一个非常强的一个人。
And we also see that his natural life was very strong.
圣经告诉我们说，他以人以神摔跤，他都得了胜。
That this man wrestled with men with God and would emerge victorious.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God. That Jacob was someone chosen by God. And Jacob was someone that was loved by God.
圣经告诉我们说,
and the Lord says that he will look after those he loves.
所以经过一生的年日，神在他身上做许多工作，最后神改他的名字，对他说：“不要以后你不要再叫雅各，你要叫以色列。”So
the Lord says that from now on you will no longer be known as Jacob but as Israel.
以色列就是神的王，意思就是神的王子。And
Israel means the prince of God.
表明这个人在他身上。 是有一个尊贵荣耀的生命，有一种荣耀的生命的一个光景。
To show that this man, he has a glorious royal life.
并且最终能够成为祝福人的一个人。
And this man can become someone who ultimately blesses others.
所以等到他年老来到埃及来看他儿子约瑟的时候。
So when this man was advanced in age and met his son Joseph in Egypt.
就在外面的生物来说，他是一个难民。
On the outside, it seems that this is someone who is crippled.
他还投靠埃及, 法老王。
And he came before the Pharaoh.
因为当时我们看，迦南地是饥荒的，只有埃及有丰盛的粮食。
Because at that time, Canaan was underwent a famine, and they had nothing to eat.
但是他在神面前，这身份是尊贵的。
But before God, his position is that of royalty.
他在神面前是神的王子。
Before God, he is seen as a prince.
他的位分比当时世界最有权势的法老王大多了。
And his position was greater at that time than even a pharaoh.
他能够在那里为法老王祝福。
He actually was the one who blessed Pharaoh.
把属天的祝福，把神的祝福，把神带给人。
The spiritual blessings, the blessings from God, he brought on to others.
这是他为人节制的时候显出来的一个美好的一个光景。
This was the result of his conduct, of this beautiful end.
并且希伯来书第十一章也告诉我们说，当他临终的时候。
That Hebrews 11 says that at the end of
his
life,
他扶了杖头在那敬拜神。
That he worshipped leaning on top of his staff.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
若是我们稍微回顾雅各一生的道路的时候。
If you consider the ways of Jacob,
他所过一生所经过实在是很不容易的一个生活。
All his experiences in life resulted in an unstable life.
满脑艰难，满脑困苦。
It was full of suffering and peril.
他一生的道路，所以可以说是一个非常坎坷的一个道路。
And you can say that his path was very rugged and rough.
因为当他年轻的时候，两次欺骗他的父亲，得了他哥哥长子的名分和祝福。
Because when he was younger, he deceived his father and received his brother's birthright and blessing.
结果他哥哥以扫要杀他。
So his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
他母亲就打话说，你到巴旦亚兰去投靠你的舅舅拉班。
So his mother told Jacob to go into Haran to visit his uncle Laban.
所以他很年轻的时候，他就离开父母，离开自己的家。
So at a very young age, he left his home, his family.
他在二十年住在舅舅拉班家的日子也是非常不好过的。
And 20 years in his uncle's house, Laban, and it was also not a smooth sailing over there.
他在那里为了牧养他舅舅羊群，服侍拉班六年。
And there he shepherded his uncle's sheep for 6 years.
为了娶他两个儿子，两个女儿，服侍拉班14年。
And because he wanted to wed the daughters of Laban, he served 14 years.
并且拉班还十次改了他的工价。
And Laban even even changed what was offered to him.
我想改工价不是说每年工资越来越增加。
And it's not to say his wages were growing.
我想他这个舅舅是非常刻薄，可能是每一次改就少一点，每一次改就少一点。
His uncle, every time it changed, his wages seems to be less.
所以他二十年可以说是寄人篱下，那个生活也是非常痛苦的。
So for all these years where he lived in someone's house, we can see that this is very difficult.
他自己的话在那里告诉我们。
Just like he said himself.
他说白日受尽了干热，黑夜受尽了寒霜，不得合眼。
By day the heat consumed me and the frost by night.
他常是这样子。
And my sleep fled from my eyes. It was always like this.
他二十年在他母舅拉班家所过日子是实在非常苦的。
So he lived a very harsh life for 20 years in his uncle's house.
有一天他要离开舅家，要回到自己父亲家，要回父亲的家。
And one day he left his uncle's house to go back to his father's house.
而在回家路途当中，他最爱妻子拉姐又死了。
And on the way back to his father's house, his beloved wife also perished.
而当他年老的时候，他最爱的儿子约瑟。
And when he was older, his son Joseph,
就又因着他哥哥们的嫉妒呢，把他卖给以实玛利亚人，把他带到埃及去。
Because of the jealousy of his other brothers, Joseph was sold into slavery to Egypt.
然后欺骗他父亲雅各说，他这个弟弟被野兽吃掉了。
And then they lied to Jacob, saying that the beast consumed Joseph.
所以这些事情对雅各来说都是一个极大的一个打击。
So all of these things are severe attacks on Jacob.
所以我们看见他一生实在受许多苦难。
So we see that Jacob lived a very harsh life.
所以当他来到法老王面前的时候，他也对法老王说。
So by the time he got to Pharaoh, he also said,
他说我在世寄居，年日是又少又苦。
Then my life, my years are few and insignificant.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
但是到他年老临终的时候。
that as he was near the end of his life,
he says
that he worshipped leaning on the top of his
staff.
For a natural man, his life was so sufferable. And he could have been easily sighing and complaining. But we see Jacob. That in his good, in his very good end, that he worshipped leaning on top of his staff.
代表什么呢?
So what does the staff represent?
这个杖乃是代表他这位一生牧养他的这位神。
It's representing the shepherd who has shepherded Jacob all the day.
这个杖也是他一生走路所要依靠的。
And the staff represents what Jacob had to lean
他没有这一根杖，他走不了路。
Because without the staff, Jacob could not walk.
感谢神，当他临终的时候，他扶着这个杖。
We thank God that he leaned on top of this staff.
他一直在回顾一生的时候，他在能够敬拜神。
That as he considers all his life, he
results
in worship. Because he sees how the Lord has shepherded him and led him.
他在敬拜神的道路。
So he worshipped the way that the Lord prepared for him.
这是雅各临终所表现出来为人的结局。
So we thank God that this was the result of Jacob's
conduct. 因为在那里所表现出来不是雅各这个天然生命的光景。
Because at the end, Jacob did not exhibit this natural life. But rather, he displayed the life of Israel, the Prince of God. That despite all the suffering, he saw the works of God on him. So we see that the result of Jacob's conduct is beautiful. This is something that we need to consider and ponder about. So today we'll look at another figure in the Bible, Moses. I think Moses is someone that we're very familiar with. So we see how Moses, who a servant of God, how he was transformed into this vessel. That in order to perform works in this man, that he would become a desirable servant to God. That he would also meet this very good end, this good result of his conduct. We know that Moses lived 120 years.
当圣经每一次提到摩西的时候，总是说耶和华的仆人摩西。
And every time the Bible references Moses, he's called the servant of God.
我的仆人摩西,
my servant Moses.
所以摩西是在旧约当中，是神仆人当中的一个代表。
So Moses is his representative of the servants in the Old Testament.
是一个榜样。
He is that example.
我们看神如何在这个他所拣选的仆人身上如何来依对他。
And we see how God prepared this man to be a servant.
如何在他身上工作, 如何来训练他,
how he worked at him and disciplined him.
最后能够成为合神心意的一个仆人,
so that he could be a man, a servant after God's heart.
所以摩西的经历也就成为以后历史历代要成为要侍奉神的一个人的一个榜样,一个学习的一个对象。
So Moses became an example of how to be a servant throughout all generations, how to take after him.
看见神如果在这个摩西这个仆人身上来带领他来成全他。
And we see how God used this man and completed this man.
所以摩西在许多学习经历里面也是以后世代要学习侍奉神的一个仆人所该有一个认识。
So what Moses learned is something that future servants of God also need to learn.
从神在他身上预备工作，成为一个属灵一个原则，做仆人的一个属灵原则。
And that how this man in his life became a spiritual principle to all
others. 我们说到摩西一生120年分成三个阶段。
So we know that in the 120 years of Moses' life, it can be separated into three periods.
头一个40年乃是生长在埃及的王宫。
The first 40 years, dwelling in the palace of the Egyptians.
我们知道当时摩西出生的时候，以色列百姓是在埃及法老王的辖制底下做苦工。
We know that when Moses was born, that the Israelites at the time were under the oppression of the Pharaoh in Egypt.
而当摩西出生的时候呢，法老在那里要杀害希伯来人所出生的男孩子。
And at the time of Moses' birth, Pharaoh wanted to kill all the Hebrew born males.
但是在神主权的管理底下呢, 摩西却被法老女儿捡去收养。
But by the mercies of God, Moses was instead adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh.
所以他40年生长在埃及王宫。
So for 40 years, he grew up in the palace of Egypt.
希伯来书第七章那里告诉我们说, 摩西学了埃及人一切行为说话行事都有才能。
And Hebrews 7 records that Moses learned all the teachings of the Egyptians.
所以我们看见摩西他是一个非常有学问的人,他是有聪明人,他是有才干,有才华的一个人。
So we see that Moses was a man of great talent, he was much learned.
但神把他摆在埃及王宫学尽这一切学问,目的是为了什么?
But what was the purpose of God allowing Moses to be taught in the palace?
最终让他看见这些在服侍神事上一点用处都没有。
It is to show him that despite all of his advanced scholarly background, this comes to no use when serving God.
所以等到他长大,
so when he grew up and he saw his brethren,
看见他们在那怎样承担重担,
how they had a heavy burden,
就他看见有一个埃及人在欺负一个希伯来人的弟兄, 他就把那个埃及人打死了。
And one day he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So Moses retaliated and killed the Egyptian.
把他埋在沙土里面。
And he buried the Egyptian in the sand.
所以我们看见摩西的确好像非常显出来非常一个勇敢的一个人。
So we see that Moses was a bold man, a brave man.
然后第二天呢, 他出去的时候又看见两个希伯来人在那边相争。
And then Moses went out the next day and he saw two Hebrews fighting with each other.
然后他就对那个欺负人的人说你为什么打你同族的人呢?
And he said to the offender, why are you striking your companion?
结果那个人,那个希伯来人就跟他顶嘴回去说,谁立你做我们的领袖,做审判官呢?
And the offender responded to him, who made you a prince or a judge over us?
按着人来看,这个是一个有才能,有才干的,他说话起来说人应该服他才对。
So naturally, if you were to see someone who is so learned, you would dare not respond to him in this way.
结果这个希伯来弟兄反而没有服他,反而顶他的嘴。
But this Hebrew seemed to not care and went against him.
所以我们可以看见,虽然他好像有点热心,
So we can see that though he Moses seemed passionate,
但是他学问他的才能好像在那里显不出什么用处来,
but his scholarly background, his talents seemed to be of no use.
以后我们看见他40年在旷野带以色列百姓的时候,
and then we see afterwards for 40 years when Moses went escaped into the wilderness.
我们看见他面对这帮悖逆的百姓,
and we see how Moses thought of the rebellious group.
也看不出他那些学问有什么用处。
Even then, Moses' advanced background was not seen.
我们也看不清他有什么领导才能。
And we could not see how Moses was talented.
我们今天很喜欢用一句话就是说领导统一就是一个leadership。
So today we like to talk about this concept of leadership.
但是好像在旷野40年 带你百姓的时候,好像这些都没有看见出,从摩西身上好像都看不出有什么用处来。
But in 40 years where Moses led the people in the wilderness, we cannot see any of his leadership.
再看见百姓在埋怨,诽谤他,抵挡他,攻击他。
And we rather see the people rebelling him and going back against Moses.
一点都不顺服他的带领。
And they do not obey his leadership.
而摩西好像也一点办法都没有。
And it seems that Moses cannot do anything about it either.
百姓抱怨,百姓不服他的时候,
when the people grumbled and complained against Moses,
好像他在埃及所学那些学问,他天然那些才干才能好像一点用处都没有。
It seems that everything he learned in Egypt was of no use to Moses.
百姓抱怨的时候,不服他的时候,他怎么回到神面前来,伏伏在神面前祷告,求告神。
So when the people rose up against Moses, all Moses can do is go before God and pray to him.
求神
that he would ask God to help sort out these problems.
所以我们看见摩西,我们看见神在那预备他的时候,是要让他看见,带领百姓不是靠你埃及所学那一套东西。
So God wanted to show Moses that to lead the people, it is not due to his upbringing in Egypt.
也不是你天然所有那些才干才能,那些才华。
And it's not a result of any natural talents you may have.
这是神要让摩西在王宫里面学这些东西背后更深的一个目的。
So So this is the deeper purpose of why God allowed Moses to be brought up in the temple.
而在埃及王宫里，他也享受埃及一些荣华富贵，这些物质的享受非常丰富。
And of course, growing up in a palace were many luxuries and amenities.
但是神让摩西认识到，这些世界上福乐不过是个最终之乐，就是了。
But God wanted to show Moses that these things were just the pleasures of sin on this world.
这是世界的本质。
And this is the limited naturalness of the world.
这是摩西所要该知道的事情。
And this is what Moses ought to learn.
弟兄姊妹，这些也是以后要侍奉神的人，他们所该认识、所要该知道的。
And this is what future generations who serve the Lord also need to learn.
因为我们常常以为在世界上所学的那些东西，我们在服事上可以用得到。
Because we often think that the things we learn in this world can be used to serve God.
我们在属人世上，我们好像也可以应用那些东西。
And it seems that when we're serving, we can use these things.
我想那些学问、那些才干，在世界上是有用处的。
In this world, there might be use to those who are advanced in knowledge.
人在世界上做事的确需要这些东西。
And for man to perform works in this world, they do need these things.
你就能够出人头地。
Then you can rise above the top.
你在世界上就有前途。
Then you can have a way forward in this world.
但是摆在侍奉神的事情上，完全一点用处都没有。
But when it comes to service to the Lord, it is of no use at all.
正如保罗他自己的经历也是这样子。
Just like the experience of Paul himself.
保罗他本身也是一个有学问的人。
And Paul was also someone who was an advanced scholar.
他也告诉我们说他在犹太教当中，他在他同辈人当中，他是是一个挺出色的一个人。
That Paul was advanced in Judaism beyond many of his contemporaries.
但是当有一天他蒙恩得救以后，
But one day when he was saved by grace.
他在服事上整个态度都改变了。
His whole attitude and service changed.
他说他在那里对更多的教会说。
He said to the Corinthian church.
他说他来到他们当中的时候没有用高言大事。
That he did not use persuasive words of wisdom.
传讲神的奥秘。
To share the Lord's mystery.
他只定了一个主意，就是不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He knows no other but only Christ Jesus himself crucified.
他传福音做见证。
And he shared the gospel and became a
testimony. 他站在那些众人面前的时候。
And he stood among men.
他觉得又软弱又恐惧又战惊。
That he, among men, he was in weakness and in fear and in trembling.
不是说他面对那些更多教会的人，他惧怕。
And it's not to say that he was scared of the Corinthian church.
他面对那些有学问的人，他好像非常觉得不如他们。
And it's not to say that he did not think he was as advanced in knowledge compared to his
peers. 他乃是恐怕落到一个自己会落到一个凭自己的学问、凭自己的口才要折服人、叫人来相信福音。
But he was afraid that he would try to convince others to believe in the gospel through his own work.
但是保罗他在那里传福音的时候，他是恐惧战惊，他。不用智慧言婉，智慧委婉的言语，来用圣灵的大能。
And so he was in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and his message and preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom.
他是靠圣灵，靠着神的大能来明证神的福音。
But rather in demonstration of spirit and power, he relied on the power of God.
叫人的信不在乎人的智慧，乃是在乎神的大能。
So that faith would not rest on the wisdom of man, but of the power of God.
因为好像在天然人这样一个有才干的人，有勇气的人，他在服事上他态度完全是变的。
So this natural man who was so bold and who was so advanced in knowledge, yet when it came to service of the Lord, his attitude changed.
他只敢靠圣灵的能力。
He only relied on the power of the Spirit.
好，叫人咱们信福音的时候，不是凭着自己，乃是完全是神的恩典、神的能力显在人的身上。
So that when he shares the gospel, it's not because of his own mind and power, but others may believe in him through God.
所以撒迦利亚书也告诉我们说呢，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠耶和华的灵才成事。
So that's why it says in Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit.
这是40年在埃及王宫里面。神是这样预备摩西。
So for 40 years, this is how God prepared Moses.
这是一个服侍神的人，他需要这样的认识。
And this is what a servant of God had to learn.
但是很可惜，今天一个服侍神的人，好像不像摩西有这样的认识。
But it's a great pity that today a servants of God do not seem to know this like Moses.
人都是觉得在地上世界上所学那些学问有什么不好，有什么不对呢？
that man would say, what is bad about being learned in this world? Why wouldn't God use these things in service? What's bad about using these things to serve God? But God wants them to know that these things are useless.
我们看神历史历代的确，神用了许多有智慧、有才干、有学问的人。
Of course, throughout the Bible, God uses many people who are learned in knowledge.
但是他们去侍奉神的时候，他们不是凭借那些东西。
But when it comes to time when for these people to serve God, they did not rely on these things.
他们是凭着神所赐给他们的恩赐。
But rather, they relied on the grace of God.
恩赐就是说，当你信主以后，神才赐给你那一份。
And grace is not something that we only receive after we believe.
不是天然的，原来所有那个些东西。
And it's not something that a natural man had originally.
今天许多人不能理解，甚至不服神这样的一个原则。
And many people today don't seem to understand this principle or obey it.
但是另外也更看见神乐意使用那些卑微的人，那些好像在人来看是软弱、没有强壮的一些人。
And we see God using people who are deemed as weak or lowly.
我们知道教会历史上有许多这样的人。
And we know that in the history of the church, there are many people like this. For example, the preacher Moody, who evangelized. Does any of you know what Moody was before he evangelized? He was someone who fixed shoes.
但是当神使用他的时候，能够叫千万人，咱们听福音就得救了。
But God used this man to save multitudes of souls.
人在批评穆迪说，他连英文的文化都错了呀。
Many people even criticize Moody for his lack of grasp of English.
他没有受过什么教育。
Because Moody did not receive much education.
他文化讲错，但是他所带出来话是有能力的。
So even though his grasp of the language might be weak, but he still spoke with power.
教会历史当中还有非常有名的人。
And there's also other renowned people in the history of the church.
陶素。
I think many people today don't seem to know these brothers. Because very few people pay attention to how God worked in these people.
有谁知道陶素他 教育程度是多少？教育程度，他所说的教育有多少？
People do not know how much education Tozer received.
有谁知道？
Does anybody know?
他只有小学毕业。He
only graduated from elementary school.
但是他却被称为二十世纪的先知。But
still, he was regarded as the prophet of the 20th century.
他虽然没有受过太多的教育。
So even though he did not receive much education, but when he believed in the Lord at age 17 or 18, he pursued after God vigorously. So God provided to him with much spiritual knowledge. And this man was able to point out the factual conditions of the church.
所以神为什么使用这样的人呢？
So why does God use such people?
好叫人看见服事不是凭着天然人。
It's for us to see that service is not reliant on a natural man.
好叫人在服事的时候没有什么可夸耀的。
It's that there's nothing to boast for man when he serves.
可夸乃是主自己。
But he can only boast about the Lord himself.
因为一切都是他所做的。
Because all of this is his work.
所以我们看见摩西40年头40年在埃及旷野埃及的王宫里面，神就是这样预备他。
So we see for 40 years in the wilderness, this is how God prepared Moses.
后来因为法老王要杀他，知道他站在打死了埃及人，他杀他，结果他就逃到米甸的旷野，在那里又待了40年。
So after Moses killed the Egyptian, Pharaoh wanted to kill Moses, so Moses fled into Midian.
在那娶妻生子。
And Midian there obtained a wife.
在那里牧养他岳父的羊群。
And he shepherded his father-in-law's sheep. So when he shepherded his sheep, he doesn't need any of the things he learned in Egypt.
就可以牧养了。
And he doesn't need any talent to shepherd sheep.
可能他更需要向他岳父请教怎么去牧养羊群。
Rather, he probably needed to ask his father-in-law how to shepherd sheep.
所以我们看见在四十年缅甸旷野的时候，那学问慢慢就全部都忘了一干二净了。
So we see that 40 years when he was in the Midian wilderness, that he forgot everything he learned in Egypt.
你若是不常去应用的话，就慢慢才干，这个好像这个才华慢慢就没有了，是不是？
That this man of great talent, if he doesn't utilize his talents, it seems to fade away.
就像一个人若是非常很会弹钢琴。
It's as if someone was very good at playing piano.
经过四十年，他钢琴一点就都不去碰它。
But if he does not touch a piano for 40 years,
你看他四十年以后，他怎么弹钢琴？
You'll see that this man will be unable to play the piano afterwards. And he'll forget it completely. So these talents will fade away. So for 40 years in the Midian wilderness, God wanted him to see that shepherding sheep did not rely on these talents that he learned in Egypt.
所以难怪当四十年以后，神要呼召他出来，要打发他到法老王那边，把以色列百姓带出来的时候。
So after 40 years, when God wanted to call Moses out of Midian to go back to Egypt to confront Pharaoh. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? And God also demonstrated him two miracles. That for Moses to throw the staff on the ground so it will turn into a serpent. That if he put his hand into his robe, that will come out, will become leprous. And that if he puts his hand back into his robe and pull it out, it will become healed.
要以色列百姓相信他的确是神所差来的人。
So that the Israelites may believe that this man was sent by God.
但是他仍然对神说，我素来是笨言语，本来就是笨口拙舌的人。
But he says still that he is a man that is not eloquent, who is
lame in speech. 摩西在那不是谦卑。
So Moses, when he was born, was not humble.
摩西在那正是认识到他自己的啊。
But at this point, he truly recognized himself.
经过四十年在米甸旷野，那些学完全忘了一干二净的。
After 40 years in the Midian wilderness, he completely forgot everything he learned.
他才能一再一再一再没有应用，完全就退化，完全好像就变成一个无能的人了。
And because he did not use his talents, he forgot all of it and became someone who was incapable.
什么事情都不能做了。
He was unable to do anything.
现在神既然说要差他到法老王那去，把以色列百姓带领出来。
But now God wanted to use this man to confront Pharaoh.
他怎么敢去呢?
How would Moses dare to do that? 而且四十
年前神这样打发他去的时候，他已经很勇敢说可以，没问题，我可以去。
It's not as if that he would be very brave and bold and say, "Okay, I'll do it."
但是现在他完全认识他自己，一点办法都没有了。
But because he knew his condition now, he knew he was incapable.
最后四十年在旷野带以色列百姓的时候。
And at the end of the 40 years, when he was leading the Israelites in the wilderness,
这才是摩西要真正学习的一个地方。
This is really where Moses had to learn.
学问才干，这还是一个外面的东西。
Scholarly knowledge, these are external things.
神可以把这些东西从他身上挪取。
God can remove these things from man.
但是神让他在后四十年和以色列百姓在旷野漂的时候，那是要看见。
But when God used Moses in the latter 40 years of his life in the wilderness,
神要把他这个人的个性性格慢慢把他拿去。
God wanted to slowly change this man's entire personality.
外面的东西要拿去是很容易，比较容易一点。
External things are easy to remove.
但是这个人本身身上一些难处要被拿掉是不容易的。
But if you're going to remove the internal makeup of a man, this is hard
to do. 这个就是神为什么把他摆在这四十年和百姓一同在旷野生活的一个目的。
And this is why God used this man to dwell the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness.
因为百姓在那里抱怨遇到路不好走的时候，没有食物吃的时候，把罪都归给摩西。
Because every time these people encountered hardships and had nothing to eat, they placed the blame on Moses.
一再抱怨他，一再的怪罪他。
And they complained against Moses and blamed Moses.
万一就一个天然人来说，这怎么受得了呢？
For a natural man, this is something that's too hard to bear.
所以难怪摩西也到个地步他受不了呀。
So it's not a surprise that Moses even reached the point.
他对神说，你为什么苦待你的仆人呢？
That he said to the Lord, why have you been so hard on your servant?
把管理百姓的这个重任加在我身上。
That you would lay the burden of all this people on me. Was it I who conceived all these people?
你却是要叫把他抱在怀里，像养父养育之物，喂他们吃奶，直到把他们带到应许地去。
Yet you tell me, carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing infant to the land which the Lord swore to their forefathers. So we see Moses as a natural man. He was unable to bear these things. And there's nobody that can bear these things. But this is the method of how God worked on Moses. So that Moses would be transformed to the son who was one with God's heart.
所以经过120年以后，最后以色列百姓他们来到约旦河的东边。So
at the end of the 40 years, the Israelites were on the east side of the Jordan.
摩西在那里讲述律法，对那第二代人重新讲律法。And
Moses once again just spoke about the law to the second generation.
因为他们准备要进到迦南地区。Because
they were getting prepared to enter into the promised land.
这就是《申命记》所记载的。This
is what Deuteronomy records.
所以《申命记》从第一章到32章末了的时候。So
Deuteronomy from chapters 1 to the end of chapter 32.
这是经过120年以后，摩西一生120年到最末了的一段时候。It
records how Moses entered towards the end of his life. And he shared the law with the second generation. And he knows that he himself cannot enter the promised land. Because at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, he struck the rock twice and offended God. And he did not treat God as holy before the people. So he knew that he could not enter into the promised land. So at the beginning of chapter
33,
it says that Moses gave the blessings to the tribes.
摩西这个人经过120年以后到他最末了的时候神在那里宣告说
that Moses at the end of his 120 years of life that God used him to say
或是神在那里对这个摩西这个人的评价是什么
it says what how God viewed Moses how he treasured Moses
他说神人摩西
that man of God Moses
圣经有6次提到神人摩西这句话
Six times the Bible records, man of God, Moses.
但是第一次提到神的摩西,
first time records, Moses.
那是当摩西120岁人生快走到尽头的时候神第一次说到这个人是神人摩西
That this is the first time where it records, Moses as the man of God.
这是神经过120年以后在摩西身上所做工所带出来一个结果。
And this was a result of Moses' conduct throughout his 120 years of life.
神给他一个评价。
God gave him this evaluation.
这是神人。
That this is a man of God.
什么是神人呢?
What is a man of God?
神人乃是说到这是个属神的人。A
man of God is someone that belongs to God.
神不仅当初从尼罗河里面把他拉出来拯救他
Because God not only saved him from the waters at his birth
神不仅以后从米甸旷野把他呼召出来
And God not only called Moses from the Midian wilderness
要他成为神的仆人来服侍神
That this man would become a servant of God to serve him
他的确是个属神的人
This man is indeed someone who belongs to God He is of God, so he belonged to God.
感谢神，他不仅是属神的人。
So we thank God that this person is not only someone who belongs to God.
神人乃是说到他是以神联合的一个人。
Rather, this is someone who is in one accordance with God.
人从这个人身上，摩西这个人身上能够看见神自己。
And from this man's life that people can see God himself.
人看见摩西的时候就看见这是一个神人。
Because when people see Moses, they see a man of God.
他不仅是一个人而已。
He's not just a man.
人从他身上也能看见神自己。
But others can see God in him.
把神自己把它表明出来。
So that this man would demonstrate God.
把神的心意把它发表出来。
That he would demonstrate God's heart.
把神的性情在那里把它彰显出来。
That he would demonstrate God's attitude.
这是一个神人。
So this is a man of God.
是神经过120年在这个人身上工作雕磨做成的一个人。
And this is a result of 120 years of molding and forming of Moses.
正如雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
到最终神说你不要再叫雅各了。
When God says, today you'll no longer be called Jacob.
你要叫以色列神的王子。
Rather you be called Israel, the Prince of God.
这是一个有神生命尊贵荣耀的一个人。
This is someone who is royal and valuable in the sight of God.
神能够从这个人身上把他显出来。
And God would use this man to display his own self.
这是摩西为死之前神对他那个称呼给他或者说给他一个 title。
So this is the title that God gave to Moses before his death.
神人摩西。
Moses, the man of God.
然后底下我们看见他在那里为以色列百姓祝福。
So here we see how Moses blessed the sons of Israel.
底下就告诉我们，一切福都是从神而来的。
Now all these blessings are from God.
祝福的源头是神自己。
Because God is the source of blessings.
所以神在那里会借着神人摩西把神的祝福
So Moses, the man of God, brought these blessings from God to the sons of Israel. So we know that this was the will of God for people to be able to transfer these things. Because when man was created, God ordained this. That they need to be fruitful and multiply.
虽然人失败堕落了,
but, so even though man fell into sin,
但是神赐福给人,
but this heart that God provided to them never changed.
所以神在寻找人, 在那寻找到一个亚伯拉罕, 呼召亚伯拉罕,
so to the point of Abraham when God used him.
借着亚伯拉罕, 神赐福给他, 也借着亚伯拉罕要把福赐给万国的人, 万民。
He blessed Abraham, and Abraham was to bless his future generations as well. And we see the failures of the Israel nation. That these were people who were had grace. That these were people separated from others unto God. That they are unique people, they are not as of failures. And God also provided to them blessings. So even though they failed, but this desire that God had provided to them never changes. So God also wanted to bless the Israel.
So we see
the Lord Jesus also came from this Israel nation, from of Judah.
神所拣选的百姓要赐福给万民
Because he wanted to use the Lord Jesus to bless all these people.
所以我们看见摩西最终也是成为一个祝福人的一个人。
So we see that Moses himself became a man who blessed others.
因为他自己在神面前先承受这个祝福。
Because he himself first received the blessing from God.
因为神在他身上一直做工，做到一个地步，叫他这个人是一个承受祝福的人。
Because God worked in him to the point where this man can bless others. And he
can
provide these blessings unto others.
那我们看见最终摩西死在摩亚地上，摩亚地。
So we see lastly when Moses died on the plains of Moab.
圣经告诉我们说耶和华将他埋葬在摩亚地。
So it says that the Lord buried him in a valley in the land of Moab.
这是摩西在或说在肉身里面得到神最大尊荣的一个人。
That in this natural flesh, that Moses received the greatest blessing from God.
神亲自埋葬摩西,
that God personally buried Moses.
我们知道今天地上有许多被称为所谓伟人, 他们对社会国家有非常大的贡献。
So we know in today's world, there are many great people contributed greatly to their nations.
当他们死的时候呢,给国家给他们一个最高尊荣, 就是国葬。
And when these people pass away, the entire nation would give a great memorial service to these people.
代表这个人在地上,他肉身里面的确是一个非常大尊荣的一个人。
Because this is to show how respected this person was among his peers.
所以当他死的时候,国家给他最高的一个葬礼。
So when these great people died, the entire nation would give him a great burial ceremony.
但是我们知道,即使在尊贵的葬礼,国葬,
but we know that as renowned as these people are,
那些都是会过去,是暂时的。
These people, these things will still pass away.
那也是虚假的荣耀。
And these are false glory.
但是在这有一个人,摩西,神的摩西,
but there is one person, the man of God, Moses.
神给他最高的尊荣,而是神葬。
That God himself gave him the greatest honor to bury him.
给他最大的一个尊荣,亲手来埋葬摩西。
The greatest honor was that God personally buried Moses.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
这是摩西为人决己的时候所显出来一个美好的光景。
That this was the good result of Moses' conduct.
并且在那里圣经告诉我们说,他摩西死的时候120岁。
And it records here that when Moses died, he was 120 years old.
眼目没有风花,精神没有衰败。
Yet his eyes were not dim, nor his vigor abated.
圣经常常用一个人肉身上的身体的状况来说明这个人属灵的光景是怎样。
Oftentimes, the Lord would use the physical condition of a man to describe his spiritual condition.
正如老以利神说,以利眼目风花,神的眼已稀少,耶和华眼已稀少。以利?
So just like Eli, when he...
眼目风花,眼睛看不到。
Oh, so his eyes were dimmed.
什么叫眼目风花?
What does it mean for your eyes to be dimmed?
就是在那耶和华眼已稀少,神没有亮光启示给他。
That means there was no light provided from God.
因为他眼目风花了,
because his eyes were now dim.
他里面属灵眼睛昏暗了, 没有光,
and there was no light in the man.
但是摩西在这里,
but Moses right here,
圣经说他眼目没有风花, 精神没有衰败,
says his eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated.
虽然他120岁,
even though he's 120 years old,
但他里面属灵的眼睛非常清楚, 非常明亮,
but his sight, his vision was very clear.
他在祝福以色列十二个支派的时候,
when he blessed the 12 tribes of Israel,
他已经看见神在这十二个支派身上所定的旨意要怎样成就。
He already saw how the will of God will be accomplished through
怎样化身在这些十二个支派的身上。
And what will happen to these people?
因为他里面有启示,有看见。
Because he has revelation in his heart. He has seen it.
他眼目没有风花。
His eyes were not dim.
他精神没有衰败。
His vigor was not abated.
他属灵生命仍然是强壮的。
He was still in a strong condition.
他属灵生命的感觉非常,对神非常敏锐。
And his spiritual condition was very sensitive to God.
对属灵事情认识仍然是那么明亮。
He was still very clear on spiritual matters.
一点都没有衰败。
He did not grow dim in any of these areas.
这是摩西临终为人的节气。
So we thank God that this was the result of Moses' conduct.
今天我们在地上看见许许多前面一些圣徒们，他们最终临终的时候也是显出这样的光景。
And we see today that many people, when they're near the end of their life, they still exhibit this among the saints. These saints, even though outwardly their physical condition might not be as strong as before, yet internally they're still very clear regarding matters of God. And they have a very clear an understanding of the will of God. And they are still very sensitive and are able to see the things of God. And their spiritual lives are still very strong and healthy. I remember when Gloria's mother was still alive. I think she lived to about 80 or 90 years old.
有时候我去看她的时候呢,
Sometimes when I went to see her,
我总是说, 哎, 黄弟兄, 你几个孩子啊?
She'll always ask, Brother Kwan, how many kids do you have?
我说几个孩子?
And I'll tell them how many kids I have.
马上啊, 哎, 黄弟兄, 你几个孩子啊?
And she'll ask again, how many kids do you have?
我说我几个孩子?
And I'll tell her, I have these many kids.
你看这个外面浮土的, 是不是?
So on hourly, it seems that this person is muddled.
你马上跟他讲, 他马上忘掉, 还在重新问一次。
That once you ask this person, once you tell someone to answer, she forgets immediately.
但是每次要离开去祷告的时候,
but every time when I depart, before I depart, when we pray,
他祷告起来, 那个很有逻辑耶, 不是糊涂人,
that when this person prayed, there was no muddling in her prayer.
很有感觉,
and there's great input into this prayer.
你就看见这个人, 虽然外体是肉身是朽慢慢朽坏掉了,
so though outwardly it seems that this person is not in the best condition,
但是里面的人, 里面仍然是一个新鲜活泼, 对主是有感觉的,
but the inner man is still very much lively and in touch with God.
好像提到主的事情, 说到主, 好像他里面的感觉, 反应没有失去,
because when it came to the matters of God, this person was still very much in tune.
我记得我母亲在世的时候,
I remember when my mother was still alive.
我母亲最后五六年是跟我们住在一起,
for the last 5 or 6 years of her life, she lived with us.
到最后两年的时候身体是慢慢弱了也没办法聚会,
and near the end of her life, her body was weakened to the point where she could not meet in church.
记忆也是非常糟糕了,
and her memory was also very bad at that point.
我们常常为了帮助她的记忆呢, 让她不要糊涂太快, 常问她说, 哎, 某某人, 晓不晓得啊?
So, and we would often try to keep her memory intact by saying, hey, do you remember this person?
啊,想了,反正,记不起来了,忘记了,
and she would say, oh, I have forgotten about this person.
其他很多事情,她说,记不起来了,记不起来了,
and regarding many things, she would say, I no longer remember things regarding.
但是很奇妙一件事情,
but there is one very miraculous thing, amazing thing.
她都不会忘记,
there's one thing that she would not forget.
要吃饭的时候,
when she ate,
她就是记得要祷告,
she always remembered to pray.
我们给她一杯东西给她吃的时候,她就祷告起来了。
When we provided her something to eat, she would immediately start praying.
虽然她每次祷告好像内容都是一样,
and even though every time she prayed, the content of the prayer seemed to be the same.
因为她是用她每次说感谢天父赐给我们日用饮食,
because every time she would pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for providing these things to us to eat.
保守我们平安,
may you watch over our safety.
免我们再好像如同我们免人的债一样。免forgive them.
Oh, forgive them their sin, forgive them their sins.
吃饭的时候他总是记得要祷告。So
every time when it came to eating, she would remember to pray.
所以这个就是我们可以看见外体是可以毁坏的。
So we see outwardly that the condition might worsen.
但你的生命却不会毁坏, 是一天更新一天的。
But the spiritual life does not grow weak.
所以我们看见摩西年老的时候,临终未死之前, 他所显出来的光景就是这样子。
So we see this is the condition of Moses at the end of his life.
眼目没有风化, 精神没有衰败。
His eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated.
最后神在告诉我们说, 以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的, 他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
And lastly it says, since that time no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
圣经几次讲到耶和华与神面对,
because the Bible records numerous times that Moses and the Lord were face to face.
神向摩西说话, 不需要用谜语,
and when the Lord spoke to Moses, he did not speak in riddles.
神可以直接向摩西说话,
but Moses can speak directly to Moses.
神可以直接把神的心意向摩西敞露出来,
God can reveal his heart directly to Moses.
因为他能够明白神的心意,
because Moses understood God's will.
他能够明白神所讲的话,
he understood what God wanted to say.
所以神不需要用谜语, 用比方,
so God did not need to use riddles or parables to speak to Moses. 神可以直接向他说话, the Lord can speak directly to Moses.
因为他里面是明亮的, 他与神之间是没有间隔的,
because Moses was not dim in his heart. There was no separation between him and God.
他是一个认识神的人,
he was someone that knew God.
但是感谢神, 在这里, 神却告诉我们说,
But we thank God that at this point it says,
耶和华, 摩西是耶和华所面对面所认识的,
that Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face,
不仅摩西认识神,
not only did Moses know God,
更宝贵更重要的是说神认识摩西,
but even more precious that God knew Moses.
这个人是神所认识的,
this is a man who God knew.
弟兄姊妹, 神认识这是更重要一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, God knowing Moses is even more important.
不错,我们的确要更多认识神自己。
Of course, we ourselves need to know God more.
但是神是不是认识我们呢?
But does God know us?
也许我们说我们认识神,
so we say we need to know God.
但神不一定认识我们。
But God might not know us.
正如马太福音第七章末了时候, 主耶稣这样讲说, 到那日的时候,有一些人来到我面前说,主啊,主啊。
Just like it says in Matthew that when some people would go to the Lord Jesus
and say, Lord, Lord, 传道赶鬼, 做许多事情吗?
Were you not performing works, casting out demons in your name?
主说, 你们退去吧, 我不认识你们。
The Lord says, be gone from me, I do not know you.
似乎好像这些来到主面前, 他们认识主, 他知道你是我的主。
So of course, these people will come to the Lord and say, Lord, you are my Lord.
并且为你做许多事情,
I've done many things for you.
但是主耶稣说, 我不认识你们,
but the Lord Jesus said to them, I do not know you.
因为他们不是按着神的旨意, 按着神的心意在服侍,
because they did not perform these things according to the will of God.
但是在这里神说, 摩西是我认识的,
but here it says that Moses was someone whom the Lord knew.
神看透摩西这个人,
the Lord saw clearly this Moses.
神知道这个摩西, 神的仆人, 他是一个忠心的仆人。
And the Lord saw that Moses was a faithful servant of God.
所以希伯来书在提到说, 神, 摩西为仆人在神的家全然尽忠。
So that's why it says in Hebrews 3 that Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
这是一个忠心的仆人。
This was a faithful servant.
他最后所显出来一个美好的一个结局。
So this and he encountered this very good result.
神的摩西,
man of God Moses.
可以说是神手中的一个杰作,
so you can say this is the working of God.
一个 masterpiece.
Oh, a masterpiece of God.
因为神借着120年在摩西身上一直做工做工。
Because God worked on Moses continually across 120 years.
让他到为人结局的时候显出来这些能够显明神自己。
So that at the end of his life, that he may demonstrate God
himself. 神的工作在他身上完成了。
And God will complete his work in this Moses. So we thank God.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
不仅历史历代神要做这样工作在许多人身上。
Now, throughout history, God and works on many of these people.
希伯来书刚刚读第八节, 第七,13章第八节, 他说, 耶稣基督今日, 到永远是一样的。
And just like we read in Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这位做工的神在旧约, 在许多时代, 神是这样做工在他所拣选的百姓, 所拣选的人身上。
And God continues to work on these people throughout history, those he has elected and chosen.
就是要把他们做到成为神的一个杰作。
So that they may become good works for God.
来彰显神, 来表明神自己。
That they, and that these people may demonstrate God himself.
感谢神, 这位永远不改变的神, 永远不改变的耶稣基督, 他昨日今日, 直到永远都是一样的。
So we thank God that he is unchangeable. We think that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
同样今天在新约教会, 在神儿女身上, 他继续做这样的工作。
And in today's the church, he continues to do these works.
因为他是永远的神。
Because he is the eternal God.
他不仅在雅各, 不仅在摩西身上,
not only on Jacob and Moses,
在许许多的人身上做这样工作,
but on many people he performs these works.
今天同样在我们身上也要做这样工作。
And today he wants to perform these works in us as well.
我们是在基督里面被造成的。
Because we have been created in Christ Jesus.
我们神要像, 要把我们像雅各, 原来是一个天然败坏, 天然生命会像强壮的人。
And he wants to treat us the same as Jacob, who was formerly very much in his natural life.
最终要把他做成以色列,
and he wants to transform us into Israel.
做成神的王子, 有神尊贵荣耀的生命,
that we may be the princes of God as well and have his royalty
这是神永远,
and glory.
永远不改变的旨意,
and this is the unchangeable will of God.
就是罗, 保罗在罗马书第十章第八章所告诉我们的，要借着万事互相效力，叫爱神的人，叫我们这些蒙召的人，磨成他儿子的样式。
So that we who love God may be molded into the image of His Son.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
雅各神做成他工作，成为以色列。
That Jacob, because of the work of God, became Israel.
神在摩西也做同样工作，他也成全了。
And Moses was also made complete because of God's work.
今天神在我们身上要继续做这样工作。
And today, God wants to continue His work on us.
神乐意做成这样工作。
And God is willing to perform these works.
问题是在我们这些人身上。
The problem is with us.
我们是不是愿意让神来做成这样工作在我们身上？
Are we willing to let God perform these works on us?
我们是不是愿意把自己交托在他手中？
Are we willing to lift ourselves up into His hands?
就是我们愿意把自己交托在神的手中。
Are you willing to give ourselves over to God?
即使我按照天然生命，就像雅各这样的人。
Even if we have a natural life like Jacob,
神也会把它做成工作在我们身上。
God will still be willing to work on us.
叫我们真是在为人决己的时候，也显出一个美好荣耀的一个光景。
So that by the result of our conduct, that it may be a good result as well.
像雅各、像摩西、像历史历代许多圣徒们。他们美好的结局。
Like Jacob, like Moses, like many saints throughout the course of history, meet the same end.
最终真的像雅各在那扶着杖头敬拜神。
That we may be like Jacob, worshiping, leaning on the top of his staff.
敬拜这一生带领牧养我们的神。
Worship the God who was the shepherd of his entire life.
带领这位一生扶持我们、引领我们走地上道路的神。
To worship the one who continues to lead us and that we can depend on every single day.
不管经过道是如何,
no matter what condition we run into,
让我们生命被做成像以色列一样,
may our lives be transformed like Israel.
那是一个超越的生命,
because this is a life that surpasses any other.
我们在那里就能够低头敬拜神,
and at that point, we may bow our heads and worship to God.
把荣耀归给他,
and give Him all His glory.
因为一切都是他所做成的,
because all this is because of His work.
我们不过是白白承受这个恩典。
We just freely receive this grace. So may the Lord bless His own word. May our brother conclude us in a word of prayer.